Friends over at Chico Velo, supporting bicycling education advocacy since 1980. Chico Velo encourages you to ride your bicycle and park it safely at their bike valet when available at the Thursday night market and Saturday farmers market. For more information, visit chicovelo.org. You can also find them on Facebook. Shout out to Chico Velo, but most importantly, shout out to you. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. All right, Statman Brad, kill the music. Let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill, boys and girls. Talking about practice, going live right now. I'm your co-host, Jerome. Alongside me, co-creator of the show, partner in crime, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We got our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you into the next life. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, we got our one, our only, producer extraordinaire, the Jew for Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, Statman Brett.
Yeah.
All righty.
Let's do it.
Yes, let's do it. Let's indeed do the damn thing. So, football's here. And so it only makes sense that we bring the energy and we start with foot and mouth.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer. With the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Isomaki's foot in mouth.
Oh yes, baby, football is back. Oh, it's alive and well, and it's breathing so hard right now. It's thriving. What a start to the season right now. The Premier League is on. He's all he's hyped up to be. Haaland! 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 Yes! My goodness, Man City got themselves a steal when they brought that man over from Borussia Dortmund for the cheap fee of roughly $70 million or so. Ridiculous release clause that they had on him that Man City was able to scoop up, and my goodness, are they enjoying?
God,
are they enjoying the fruits of their labor right there? As Man City went down early to Crystal Palace, but my goodness, you can't stop that machine. Man City comes over, wins 4-2 over Crystal Palace in the Etihad, as they had a fantastic day. Haaland getting himself his first Premier League hat trick, probably the first of many. I can see that guy getting quite a bit, especially on that team. With the guys around him that are all perfectly set up in a way to feed the ball into the guy to get the ball in the back of the net. That team, like I said, it's a machine. Watch them. They're delicious to watch all the time. Got to give a shout out to the boys in red. Liverpool. My goodness, Anfield was alive and well. 9-0. 9-0 on Bournemouth. My goodness, that's a thumping beyond belief. Bournemouth, be ashamed. Bury that head in the field. Don't look up for a while right now because it is awful. 9-0. A thrubbing unlike any other right there. That's something you do not see very often. That's something that does not happen very often in the Premier League. Teams getting that many goals on a team in the Premier League. It just doesn't happen.
A thrubbing. Okay.
A little thrubbing, baby. A throttling, a thrubbing, whatever you want to call it. They got bounced. They got tossed. They got
everything and some.
Dismantled. Yes. Some fantastic goals, though. You got to give a shout-out. Alexander-Arnold. My goodness, Trent Alexander-Arnold. You put on some spectacular balls. You are beautiful with that boot of yours. It is fantastic to see some of those goals that he has. He had a banger from outside the box in that 9-0. Thrubbing. Throttling. Dismantling.
Thrubbing.
A Bournemouth. Now, Gonna go over it, man. Beauty, your boys in blue. My goodness, they held on when they should have lost. Man. What are you doing, Lester? My goodness, Chelsea goes down a man at 28th minute when Conor Gallagher, the newly touted their guy that they had on loan to Crystal Palace last season, had a fantastic year with them, brought him back, and he's yet to find his way into this squad. And he found his way off the pitch very early with a second yellow card in the 28th minute.
What's that dude thinking, bro?
Awful. He was not in the right mindset. He was clearly forcing the action, and it was not his day.
No.
So he had himself a red card. 28th minute, Chelsea goes down to 10 men. And what do? They still beat Leicester 2-1.
Let's go, baby.
That's like the ultimate like slap in the face right there. You lose a guy, we still beat you. 2-1. You know? Well, you can't even muster a tie, Leicester.
I know.
Not even a point.
That's sad.
That is very sad right now.
It goes
to show you, granted, in that sport, losing a man, it's not easy. But in other sports, it's easier to find out, to withhold, to keep the defense stout. The more players you have on the field, losing one of them, it's less of a disadvantage. But still, 10 versus 11, 10-1.
Yeah.
That's not happening. That's not math. Okay? But that's football, though. That is football. Leicester City, you pathetic... I can't say that word. So,
I know exactly.
Good save.
Yes, we'll see you next Tuesday. That being said, we go over to London again, where Arsenal retains the top of the league with a thundering performance against Fulham. Nice little London derby there. Fulham, a London team as well, but Arsenal, they are tops. They are kings right now of the Premier League as they retake the top spot in there. As they have yet to drop any points, they are 4-0-0. So a perfect 12 points for them, 11 goals scored, 3 goals conceded in 4 games.
They are playing lights out, man.
It is a fun team to watch right now as well.
They are playing really well right now.
They figured it out. Arteta is all in. That being said, be aware, if you are a fan, they are doing a season with Arsenal. They did it last year. Amazon did it the season with Arsenal, and they were awful last year. And I don't know about you, watching a team suck is a lot more fun in the clubhouse than seeing a team win.
Because everyone's pissed off.
Everyone's
yelling at each other, fighting against each
other. You get to see all the inner workings, the arguments. It breaks it down. I love that insight, that drama. That's the drama that I love right there. I don't have much drama in my life, so I like to watch other people's drama.
Oh, yeah.
Always. So if you are a fan of the football or of Arsenal, Prime, a season, I think it's all or nothing, I want to say,
yes,
as a season. All or nothing
all
with
or
Arsenal.
Nothing.
They did it with last season. And again, last season was a terrible season for them. Had a lot of ups and downs, a lot of roller coasters. That's going to be a really fun watch there. I get to get into it, but I'm going to. It's for sure on my list. But congrats to Arsenal right now. This is your season right now. The season is looking mighty well for you. Granted, we're only 4 games in, but you want to start off.
Great start, man.
Great start. You do not want to drop points whenever you can.
Yeah.
And getting all your points right now, that's huge.
And it's going to be weird when the break comes, because the World Cup is in November this year. So everyone's going to take a whole month and a half off.
I'm not going to lie, for a split second, completely forgot about the World Cup because I've been so enthralled in the world of club football right now.
Apologies.
But now I just got my juices flowed. I got a slight chub going just thinking of the fact that we got the World Cup coming in November.
Oh, yeah.
As bad as it is, and the fact that we're doing it, then I still just want to watch the World Cup because I'm a sucker for
it's good, a World Cup.
Good football, you know?
Yeah. It could be Ronaldo's last one. Could be Messi's last one, too. So
a lot of talent out there. You know who won't be there? Italy. Italy will not be there.
Oh,
yeah.
Shout out to Will.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. It's been funny because I was really
all my Italian buddies in Italy.
Gotta give. Sorry, I had to, just because I was listening to a Part of My Take podcast a couple days ago, and one of the main guys on there was talking about how he's putting money on Italy to win the World Cup.
No,
and I think he's being very serious about it. He did not realize that Italy was not in it, and I was just yelling the entire time,
"Oh,
my goodness!" No one knew. So that's why I love. I hate having people that don't know about football talk about football, because it grinds my gears. You sound very stupid. It's just, sorry, Italy, not in the World Cup. Just got to get it up there. So shouts to that. But you know who will be there? The USA will be there. So go,
USA.
Go, USA.
Let's go, baby.
This is a chance for them. This is going to be a fun World Cup.
With the squad.
USA.
With
the squad.
USA. 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 Hey!
They're not going to win it, but
beat the Brits!
Shout out to our... La raza también.
Sí.
Mexico.
Sí.
Baby.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, they'll be there too.
Yep.
Let's go.
Aren't we in the same group?
Mexico.
No, no, no.
Mexico. 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 Mexico.
Those are the two Mexican guys on the show doing that. I just want to be very clear.
So yes, World Cup completely. I really did, I'm not gonna lie. I've been so in the world, the club that yeah. Now I'm really, really excited for that. But it is going to be very weird. This is a very odd season how they did it. Again, we've talked already about the atrocities regarding this World Cup. Yeah. And if I had a spine and a backbone, I wouldn't watch it. But I have neither, so I'm going to be watching. And it's going to be interesting to see just how the season shapes out with all these clubs taking that break off, how it's going to affect the players in the season. I mean, we put these guys through a lot because, I mean, football already is a damn near year-round
season.
Sport.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's from August to May.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got summers off. So you're like teachers, like school teachers.
Unless World Cup is at its normal scheduled time.
Then you're in the summertime.
Yeah. Speaking of which, are you good? We're good?
Yes.
Okay. That's foot and mouth.
Oh, shout out Man United. You got your three points. You got your first. Yeah, you got 3 points. More points for Man United. Good for you. Yeah. But we're good. Yeah. That's foot and mouth.
All right. Let's stay on the topic for a second. You know what really grinds my gears? One more time, sir.
Yep. You know what really grinds my gears?
That the World Cup is the fall. We had nothing besides baseball and whatever dramatic NBA offseason storylines we could manufacture to talk about for the last 8 weeks practically, and we should have been excited to talk about World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
But that corrupt organization needed to, you know, make a bunch of money, so they're in Qatar or Qatar.
It's Qatar again.
I don't think we deserve, they don't deserve our right to announce their country's name properly, I feel.
Fair enough.
You know, so whatever you want to call it, that Q spot, you know?
Cuter?
The Q zone.
Yeah.
The
cuter. Yeah, cuter. Cuter, yeah.
The Q zone.
The cuter, yeah, dude, the cuters. Oh, you're a cuter? Oh, God, man. I'm just going to look at all those cuters all weird now. All right? Cuters, yeah. But yeah, again, it's a terrible situation how they've constructed this World Cup. And it's
like,
well,
literally, it's slave labor.
100%. The amount of people that have died building the stadiums that they're forcing to play in the desert. Again, a desert. They're playing indoor stadiums. They had to build them all because they didn't have it already. And they got to get AC units in there, you know?
Yeah, great infrastructure.
So it's going to be cool. Yeah, going to be really cool when they play football, but, you know.
I got to say, it'll be interesting kind of seeing the Brazilian stadiums that were, like, made in the Amazon, what they look like now. Like,
oh, they're overgrown. You've already seen it.
Even 4 years later, like, it was crazy. I want to
see. The Maracanã, the most popular one, that one is gone.
Yeah.
It's all, the forest is taking over.
Like, giant waste of money.
Yes.
Yeah. But I want to see what these will look like.
Can we start having the World Cup strictly in countries that have the infrastructure to have the World Cup?
Like, I mean, they're finally doing it with this and the next one in 2026 in North America.
Yeah. Which I think is beautiful that they actually have three countries that are doing it. So I think just one.
Yes. And then when they did the Euro Cup throughout all of Europe, that was smart, too. Yeah. I think it makes a lot more sense than having this one nation be forced to host it all.
Agreed.
I think it definitely puts all these countries all say it brings all this infrastructure and money, but it really brings more headaches and problems than anything. It's been shown time and time again that all these countries that host the Olympics, that host all these big world games, never come out of it on top unless you're already on top.
Right.
So unless you're already something that can already afford to host that, you're going to be in the hole even deeper.
I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the USA, Canada, and Mexico, like how this one actually goes just because of how spread out it is. And maybe using this model from here on out, as World Cup, having three neighboring countries like support that World Cup, that would be nice to see.
No matter what, I just think we need to have a place where if you have to build stadiums to support the World Cup, you shouldn't host the World Cup.
Agreed. Yes.
At all. Exactly.
That should just be like the bare minimum, right?
Yeah.
There. Can you host it? Oh, you got to build. No, you can't host it. Then.
Yeah. Sorry,
you know, like you could. Out. I mean, you could try your best to get up to that point and stuff, and you might. But it's not worth it for those countries not to try to do that. And it just passing. We just want fans of the football to be able to watch it. And we, like I said, drill. We did not get it this summer, and it could have been an awesome summer with that. It really could have really.
It would have changed the entire sports calendar for us.
100%. You would grow the game so much more when there's nothing else going on. You just latch on to that one thing, and the World Cup always produces.
Yeah.
No matter what, 100%. It produces.
Yep.
The games that comes out, the tension that is created, the drama that is manifested is delicious, delightful, and everything you want it to be in a competition.
But I'm surprised with some of the stadiums that were picked for the United States, and they were not the most populous stadiums. Like, they didn't have the most fans that could be brought in.
I mean, the Big House is still hosting it.
Well, yes, but like
the Rose Bowl is still hosting it. Texas Stadium still hosting it.
I'm talking
about, those are all the biggest stadiums out there.
Yes, but a lot of them were a little bit smaller as well, where it's like, why are you hosting it?
Well, which one are you talking about?
Talking about like Santa Clara?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a what? Well, that's a 45,000, 60,000 capacity right there.
But I would be imagining you'd be trying to get closer to 100,000.
I mean, there's not that many stadiums out there like that. And they already are using all those 100,000 stadiums out there, if I'm not mistaken. Like I said, the big house is being used. They're using the Stadio Azteca in New Mexico, which is huge as well. Right. They're using, Texas Stadium is being used. Yeah. The Rose Bowl is being used. And I guess they want to spread it out and give it throughout more of the country. So yeah. I think it's sign of a moot point. Because Santa Clara is still a big stadium. That's bigger than most stadiums out there in the world, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, football stadiums, anything over 100,000 is insane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a normal thing? I feel
no,
like
it's
not really.
About American football.
Well, oh, okay.
American football, yes. And even in European football, there are not that many. They're all relatively similar to professional football stadiums, and none of them are in the 100,000 range of that there.
I guess I had the idea that a lot of those over there had the 100,000.
I mean, there's
a couple of them that
Arsenal,
do.
Maybe
Arsenal, yeah. The Emirates Stadium does. Emirates. Wembley, that's Wembley. Not even doesn't even
Soccer
host anybody.
Stadium, yeah.
Yeah, they're more in the kind of like the maybe the higher end college world, but not quite.
Gotcha.
They're not that many. Again, gotcha. Same in yeah. So it was, couple hundred. You know.
College stadiums are bigger than NFL stadiums.
Yes, and that's why I'm surprised. Yeah. Are they using the Mercedes?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one's ATL. A beautiful stadium that they really needed to use.
Right, and they're using SoFi Stadium too.
Yeah, SoFi as well.
Yeah, so they're using. I mean, they might as well.
Well, I stand.
These
corrected.
Are beautiful stadiums right now. You got to utilize them for something, and they have the capacity for it. You know, and the infrastructure already in place. So again, it's stupid that Cooter is hosting it. Yeah, that's stupid. Q Zone, baby.
Q Zone. So while we're talking about football stadiums, let's transition to NFL. Since we are only, a week and a half away from opening game, that's Bills, Rams. And I just want to ask you, Rudy, you doing okay today, bud?
You know what, dude? Yeah, I'm all right. You know why? Because I don't care, because it's Trey season, boy.
Wait, it's what season?
Trey season? Trey area.
Oh.
Trey Lance.
Gotcha. Okay.
So,
all right,
for those of you who don't know, the 49ers are bringing back Jimmy G on a one-year restructured contract right now.
Everyone needs a little Jesus in their life, okay?
Jimmy Jesus. Boy. It's a long time since we've called him that around here. depending on how the deal is structured, Garoppolo's salary cap number from 2022 will end up being somewhere between $18 and $19 million less than the $26.9 million it was previously slated to cost. So basically, the Niners ran into this. They couldn't trade him. He was coming off an injury. He had shoulder surgery. He was still not able to throw in June, when that was when all the teams that had a major need at quarterback were making those moves. You do run the danger of this, right? If you are the 49ers in your locker room now, you have a quarterback who is now the backup, who is taking you to two NFC title games, one Super Bowl in the last 4 years, and he's sitting there waiting for Trey to make a mistake. So what happened? Because he's inevitably being a young quarterback, his sophomore season, he is inevitably going to have a bad game where he throws a couple of picks and isn't really getting things going. How short is that leash? And for your guys in the locker room, my concern would be, if Trey has a bad game or two, they're going to be looking to Jimmy like, yo, what are we doing, front office? We got a guy right here who's been proven. What are we doing?
I don't think it's going to be that much of an issue, because we all know what Jimmy G could do and what he can't do. And Trey is going to have those bad games. It's going to happen. He's not going to be perfect. I mean, he's played, two games last season? But at the end of the day, I think it's good for us, because it is what's the word I'm looking for?
Benefit?
Yeah, to have him on the bench, just in case if he does go out, gets injured or whatnot, we have a proven player that has been in several games.
I think the biggest question is out there is, what the hell was Subway thinking signing Jimmy G to those commercials when you had Steph Curry, Charles Barkley, Tom Brady in there? Where does Jimmy G fit into that lineup?
Yeah, but
Subway, what were we doing over there?
Hall of Fame good-looking dude.
I mean, yeah.
So,
I mean,
why he's there.
You had a bunch of Hall of Fame good-looking and great-playing dudes already.
Yeah.
He doesn't fit. It's like one of these is not like the other, you know?
Speaking of great-looking dudes, what's going on with Tom Brady's new look? Have you seen
it? I did. Brad showed me a picture of it. I feel like the guy just came back from vacation. Dude, Sanda
looks bad or what?
Oh, no. He's got a nice little golden tan on right now.
It just,
maybe it like a straightened hair look. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, the hair's weird. And he's definitely getting hair plugs and getting that dyed. Really? Am I right? Like, he's got to be.
Well, he's what, 46?
He's 45 right now. And shouts to him having the most human moment he's ever had since being a professional.
Oh, wow.
And saying, I'm 45 years old.
Damn. I got a lot of shit to do.
I got a lot of shit to do going on.
Yeah.
I can see some Botox in there, too, man.
Oh, yeah. He's got
a super wife model who has connections galore when it comes to skincare routines and hairs.
The cheekbones are very defined on this one.
They're like chiseled.
Yeah. More than usual.
Do you think maybe he went down there to get more kids to suck face with because his kids weren't enough anymore?
No,
that's what John said. He's kissing his kids on the mouth again, so he's sucking the soul out of them.
I don't think he had to go to Puerto Rico for some fresh new kids, you know?
Ah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, like, his kids are kind of running dry,
Yeah.
I mean, get some new energy to
harvest. It looks like he's not kissing his kids is the thing.
He's kissing new kids. That's what I'm saying.
So they're not working.
Oh, they're not working.
I don't think they're working at all.
Maybe Puerto Rican kids aren't the right ones. Maybe you should go Brazilian kids.
Yeah.
Go after your wife's hair. Heritage, you know?
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
It's got to be in the bloodline, you know?
Probably. Yeah.
All right. To kick off the season, do you guys have anything you're really looking forward to as far as like breakout stars, breakout teams? Do you have any sleepers out there you're thinking are going to really step up this year? Because I have one.
I have one as well.
All right. Well, let's start with yours.
I really, really, really want to see Christian McCaffrey have a season.
Yeah.
He's a solid player, but he's always injured. This is the first time that he's been healthy since, what, his rookie season, going into training camp, going into week one.
Yep.
He has all the skills. He's a baller, dude. So I want to see him come out and have a year.
You know what, Rudy? I like your style.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I like Christian McCaffrey this year, too. But the only thing, I have the first pick in our draft tonight, and I'm so terrified to pick a white running back to start.
Are you a PPR league? If you're PPR, then you kind of have to.
Yeah, it just makes me so nervous because when was the last time you saw him finish a season?
Oh, never.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
3 years, right?
I mean, you're going to like him your first three games. You're like, yeah, my man. White running backs, let's go.
Right.
Then you're like, damn, white running backs.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm a little terrified.
I mean, you have to take JT, man.
Wait.
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. But that's if I had the first pick, that's who I would pick.
For the first year, I'm not in any fantasy football league.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, shots to you.
I dropped them off.
Oh, no.
I dropped out. I don't want to do
it.
Put
your money where your mouth is.
I'm over it. I'm tired. I don't want to be the guy trying to be on the waiver wire. I'm over it now. So
good for you.
Yeah, my fantasy 30 seconds are over.
Wow. No?
Sad for that. Well, but, you know, happy for the rest of me.
I'm going to miss you.
I won't miss it. That's for sure. I'm happy to stand from the sidelines and it just watch the games.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving. College football is back, kind of. Week zero is the dumbest thing ever.
It is stupid.
We've already talked about that. I just want to say it doesn't start until week one. And then aside from Ohio State and Notre Dame, what other games are we really looking forward to? I know John's on live right now. Maybe he could chime in, but I was going through the schedule.
Don't listen to John and his picks. He's going to pull up like Appalachian State versus Bowling Green. My goodness, they got two of the top ATSs ever right there. They're all so good. Blah, blah, blah. I make so much money off of Bowling Green. Akron, Ohio. Go zip, baby. Yeah. I don't, you know, like, I'm, you know, like, that's what he's going to tell us. I need star power. I need numbers next to the names. Okay, that's what I want to see. That's ultimately the only thing that matters, I feel. I really wish, they did have a good point on that part of my take. They said they should have just given one of those teams 25th ranking, the Nebraska versus Northwestern.
Yeah.
And then whoever won just kept the 25th. You know?
I like it.
Yeah, that would have been easy, you know? Get me a little intrigued right now. I need to see a little number next to it to make it feel like there's actually importance on there. Otherwise, me, as the kind of casual fan who's not having any money on it like everybody else, you, John, I'm talking about, I don't care, you know? It's hard for me to care about that.
Yeah, you just gotta start betting on these games. That's the only way to really enjoy it.
Pretty much, yeah.
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 Yeah, no one's
20 spot, 30 spot.
Yeah. Little something. I did want to talk about this KD situation kind of. There's something that I don't think was really covered a whole lot last week, and I know we kind of glossed over it. So, obviously, KD staying with Brooklyn, and this is a little bit of a precedent setting because I can't remember the last time that a disgruntled superstar didn't get their way, right? Kyrie forces his way out of Boston, gets over to Brooklyn. James Harden forces his way out of Houston. Kawhi, the list goes on and on and on, right?
Well, I think the question is, don't have a Russian owner to go against, you know?
Fair enough.
You know, like, he's not Russian. I thought he was Chinese, right?
The guy who owns the Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, no, he's not. Yeah, it's Joe Tsai now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no more Russian.
He used to be the Russian, yeah. And then he sold it.
Right. Yeah, he sold it.
Like, we'll say, don't cross the Chinese man, okay?
Either way, either way.
You know, I'm just saying. He's put a virus on that ass, okay?
Jesus.
But I did want to mention that there was a little bit of precedent setting here. We're going to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Because the last time I remember a disgruntled superstar not getting out and forcing their trade was Kobe Bryant in 2007. And if you'll remember that year, Kobe Bryant was on a war path to get out of the Lakers. He was
livid, pissed,
furious
at everyone.
And, there was the Shaq situation. He was saying the only way he'd come back on one condition, that the Lakers fired whoever leaked the information that Kobe wanted Shaq off the team if he was going to return. He was trying to force his way to Chicago, and the Lakers, the only deal they could work out was with Detroit, and was going to send Rip Hamilton and like 5 first rounders back. And Kobe said absolutely no chance of moving from LA to Detroit, and you can't really blame the guy. And ultimately, the team stayed together. They kept Kobe, and the rest is history.
We got Brian Grant, man. We got Lamar Odom. It was delicious.
Lamar Odom was a huge pickup
for you
guys.
It was, actually.
Yeah.
But
he saved us.
That was the last time I can remember, because these teams for the recent history, since 07, have always sequestered to the whims of the disgruntled superstar. So I did find that part of this interesting, that finally a team said, yeah, we can't get the right package for you, so guess what, bud? You're staying here. And 4 years left on his contract, that's tough. You don't have that much leverage as a player unless you're just simply going to sit out. Now, what a lot of teams do fear in these situations is someone pulling a Kawhi. And what I mean by that is, you simply say, I'm injured, I'm going to get a second opinion. All these guys are professional athletes. Any doctor takes a look at them. There's going to be some dings that you could say, oh yeah, this could keep you out. And a lot of teams want to avoid that. I think Kevin Durant has the reputation, even though he can be fussy and can be difficult, he's going to hoop. And I don't think he has it in him to pull a James Harden and show up and not try. When he's on the court, that dude's always ready to play, and we've seen it time and time again with him. So I think the Nets knew this. They said, hey, if you want to give us everything for this guy, we'll take everything, but we're not taking any discounts. We're not taking any pennies on a dollar here.
I think it just goes to show that KD wants to be the best, you know? And if he goes out there and pulls a James Harden, no one has respect for James Harden now really in the basketball world so much. Like, you still respect the guy's got game, but game is really lost, and he's not what he used to be. And the move that he made from Houston to get out of there, going fat on us right there, that's just a look that nobody can ever shake.
Dad bod.
You know? And KD always has had it in his mind that he's got the ego. KD wants to be known as being great, and if he ever went out there and pulled what James Harden did, it would be, I mean, he's already pretty much in irreparable damages for most people, but it would be reprehensible. Like, nothing else. He couldn't recover from that. You know, that would be, you're like, now you've just shown up that you really aren't the greatest.
Yeah, I totally agree. Statman Brad, do you have a useless stat of the day?
I have a few.
Okay, all right. I have a drop. It's in the works, but we knocked it out right before the show.
Okay, sweet. And if you don't know, you know. All right, I like it. All right, useless stats of the day. Albert Pujols, career leader in double plays grounded into at 423.
Huh.
Second is Miguel Cabrera at 350. He's tied there with Cal Ripken Jr. at 350. So,
wow.
Yeah,
all right.
All-time leader right there.
So apparently if you want to get a lot of hits, you got to ground into a lot of double plays.
Right, but at the same,
I'm on my way.
But at the same time, he's had 1,600 more at bats than Miguel Cabrera, so kind of adds in there a little bit. So but Cabrera's still,
and
still career leader.
And he's fat and slow.
Yeah. It also doesn't help that he's in the 3-4 spot.
Yeah.
Next up, the quickest Little League World Series championship game happened.
First time since 2001, ended in four innings. Hawaii beat Curacao 13-3 in four innings.
Dude, Hawaii was on a tear.
They outscored their opponents 60-5.
Wow.
Dude, that
wow.
The
three
odds,
of those runs were in the championship game.
The odds on Hawaii were -500 or above every single game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
they
didn't touch.
Well, it's also if you're going to pick anybody to go to the championship for the USA, it's got to be from the West.
Yeah,
got to be from the West.
Everyone.
Yes.
The fact that you're allowed to gamble on Little League Baseball.
I love it. It is the most beautiful thing
goodness.
In the world. I love
right.
it. Talk
Timmy,
about your degenerates.
Just take the hit. Take the hit,
Lean
Timmy.
Into it.
God damn it, Timmy. Come on.
So, and then I got to ask this last one. Are we doing F1 update today? I don't want to steal an
sure. There is an F1 to talk about. But go
okay.
For, drop it.
Go okay.
For it. Say it.
This
it.
Comes from Adam the Beer from Beard and Bougie. He found this stat and did the math. It is correct. F1 points earned since Miami Grand Prix. Max Verstappen, 225. Ferrari F1 team, 221.
Yuck.
Nasty.
Wow.
Ferrari
and,
fell off this
yeah.
season.
Oh, yeah. And he actually made a statement. He said that the reason why a lot of this is the Ferrari strategy department. It's not their drivers. It's not their cars.
No, 100%.
Strategy
they
department.
They have put their guys 1,000%. In many holes.
Okay,
have,
I was going to say, how accurate is that statement?
Yeah, they're a laughing stock right now.
It's
yeah.
Really,
yes.
It's sad. Yeah, it's sad. They're a laughing stock in the group right now.
So, that was my useless stats of the day.
Excellent. Excellent work. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time we just kind of vibe together. We relax. We reset the show. So remind y'all, this is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Drew, Derek, Rude Dog, and Statman and Brad all in the house. Want to give a shout out to our friends over at the Paradise Community Guilds, fostering community by nurturing creative. Jesus, let's start over.
I don't think he's helping you.
Talking About Practice is made possible by Paradise Community Guilds, fostering community by nurturing creativity, practicing stewardship of nature, and promoting values of sustainability. Paradise Community Guilds invites all people of goodwill and community spirit to help us carry on that intent. To get involved, visit ParadiseGuilds.org, also on Facebook at 762-1490. Yes, sir.
And a quick birthday shout-out to my cousin Rosalyn, the big 3-5.
Let's go!
Let's go. The biggest Niner fan ever. Her and her best friend Alex, they know everything and everything about that damn team. It's crazy. So, happy birthday, girl. Love you. I know she's tuning in right now. So
shout-out to Rosalyn.
Are they team Jimmy G or team Trey?
They love Jimmy G, but yeah, they love Trey now. So.
Okay.
I mean, what girl would not like that beautiful face?
Yeah.
What? Don't limit girls, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love that beautiful
guy.
Only reason why Subway got him on there was that mug. But
yeah,
still,
exactly.
he just
I would like
belong.
Jimmy G to read me bedtime stories. Serious.
I would say Tom Brady, but I'm afraid he might try to kiss
me. He might try to get in with bed with
you. You wouldn't kiss Tom Brady?
I don't want my soul sucked out. Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. I mean,
what
if someone,
soul?
If, here we go.
Hey,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Brad, what soul, dog?
I got a half of one. Okay.
Okay. Half.
Oh God.
All right. Let's keep it moving.
It tastes like matzo ball soup.
Once again, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. It's time to get you caught up on what's going on around the world. Derek Ismaki has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Ismaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for
the news.
So, if you're in New York right now, and you're unfortunately under the age of 21, you can no longer get your hands on a bottle of whipped cream. What? That is right. All the kids have ruined all the whipped cream for all everyone else because of the nitrous oxide intake that is overtaking the city of New York and the youngsters that are participating in this phenomenon.
Hey.
I don't know if any of you have done it before. Who hasn't? We'll take it. We'll hit them the cream.
I've never.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I've done it accidentally before.
I've seen people.
You've seen it.
People do like whippets, which is insane.
That's pretty much it right
the
there.
Craziest thing known to man.
It's a low way whippet right there.
It is crazy, man. Yeah. I've seen people. Oh yeah. It's
Wow.
Okay. That being said, y'all, nitrous oxide really bad for you.
Oh yeah.
Really bad. Like makes you feel really loopy. But you're killing your brain cells left and right, and you're—I mean, we're already stupid as is, so there's not much hope for our country to begin with right now. But this really only just steepens the grade right now that we're going down. So, shouts to all you New York teens who ruined it. Who now, if you want to get whipped cream for your brownie, your cake, your girlfriend, whatever, it ain't happening. Romance is ruined now. Okay, those strawberries no longer good. What are you gonna put on that ice cream now?
Yeah,
sprinkles with no whipped cream. What are you, an animal?
There's gonna be an underground whipped cream like dealer here soon.
See, like at the playground right now, a bunch of kids with
you want some
cans of whipped cream just passed out everywhere.
Dude.
God damn.
So that's what we've come to right now.
Wow.
Natural selection. Taken
away.
Shout out NYC.
If you're not 21, going to New York, get your hands on whipped cream before you head into the state because you ain't getting it there. All righty.
Damn.
So you go from underage whippets to underage drinking.
What?
This is a story, y'all. This is a story.
Let's hear it.
So we're going to go into the great state of Ohio where pretty much the drugs of society live. Victoria Hampton, you are my special lady of the day.
Ooh.
Victoria Hampton, she is, I don't know if she's technically a mother, because technically speaking, the kid in question, I don't believe is her actual child. She is merely watching it for the baby daddy. As she is said baby daddy's significant other right now. But Victoria Hampton, she's our mother of the day. She had a little incident at a gas station when she was trying to purchase some things with some food stamps for cops had to be called, and they found a 6-year-old boy with a bottle of Smirnoff in his hand. What? Drinking it. What?
What?
Victoria claimed innocent, said, "Whoa, I'm sorry. He looks like he just grabbed it from his bag and just started drinking it.
Oh,
no harm, no
God.
Foul. He's like, okay, all right, no big deal.
Damn kid."
So, days go by. Cops have to return to Victoria's Hampton's house to investigate further on the incident at that gas station. And what do they see? My boy, 6-year-old, running around with another bottle of Smirnoff ice in his hand. Turns out, they talk to the boy, and he gets those Smirnoff ices on the reg. And they help him sleep at night. So I'm like, right on, my dude. So my dude is a 6-year-old Smirnoff drinking machine over there.
Just icing himself.
Icing himself, yeah. Victoria Hampton, she's all about it. She apparently has no problem. She did get arrested for child endangerment, obviously.
Good.
Getting a 6-year-old drunk is... it's not legal. It's funny, I'm pretty sure.
Damn.
But that's not good.
No.
But I can imagine, those are great tasting things right there. I could see how you could very easily, just start drinking
it. Living life.
And then, boom, you're out, passed out.
Like, oh, what happened? I don't know. But, hey, I'm going to pop up another one, though.
Dude, where's my blankie, okay? Time for a nap, all right? Where's some toaster strudels afterwards? I am hungry. Kids got the drunchies right now. Yes.
Oh, man.
All right, so careful who you ice, y'all. Make sure they're of age. Same with the whipped cream, too. Okay? Make sure they're of age, too.
Whip City.
So, we went from all that degeneracy. We're going to end on something kind of... It's not my normal, but it's still worthy of being talked about. The world of baseball cards. Baseball memorabilia, sports memorabilia in general is... it's interesting to me. Never really been about it so much. I prefer watching the games rather than buying things of the game.
Same.
But it's neither here nor there. Some of them... Like the idea behind it. I can get it. I can understand why they went into it, but for me, it's not. It's not for me at all. However, a mint condition Mickey Mantle card just recently broke the record for the most paid for any form of sports memorabilia at $12.6 million.
Oh, my God.
This eclipses the $9.3 million spent for the jersey worn by Diego Maradona when he did his infamous Hand of God goal against England in the 1986 World Cup. Which to me, I find that hard. Why is a card worth more than a jersey that was worn by the guy who actually played the game, Maradona? Maradona with the Hand of God! And that's cheaper than a Mickey Mantle card? What? The disrespect!
That's not right, guys.
I don't get it. I don't understand how you can have a baseball card be worth more than a timeless jersey. An iconic jersey. In the world of sports, that is one of the most infamous moments.
Oh, yeah. Throughout.
Throughout all sports. Yep. And by one of the most infamous, mythical guys out there in Maradona. But Mickey Mantle takes the cake. $12.6 million.
That's insane.
For a baseball card.
God damn, dude.
I mean, I really hope the guy is like a diehard Yankees fan and like he was desperate for this thing.
I need it.
Yeah, unless you're just like some type of like, because it's usually just like the weird kind of geeks just want to collect it. I just hope it goes, still, my goodness, a baseball card is worth more than a jersey worn by the actual guy. I want to see a picture of the guy with the stats that he had instead of the actual thing worn by, that makes no sense to me. No sense to me whatsoever. So that's where my, how I can't comprehend it.
Fair enough, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Okay, dude. Thank you. Yeah, all right, I believe in it. And 100%. I see Brad is looking at the glorious photos of that moment in time. That
I've never heard it called the hand. I know this game. Yeah, I've just never heard the actual what it was called.
He scored with his hand. Legitimately, he just tapped it in over the English goalkeeper's head.
That was in Mexico, right?
It was.
Is Estadio Azteca?
I believe it was. It in Mexico.
Mexico '86.
Yeah, Mexico '86. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. So that and that gave that won the World Cup for them.
Yep.
So jeez. No, I want to say that was a semifinal
going into the
final. Which they beat West Germany for. I want to say. Either way,
right. Quarterfinals match.
Quarterfinal. Okay. Final. Yeah. Forever and ever, England will hate themselves for that moment. Understandable.
Will they hate themselves or they hate the refs and Maradona?
Well, the English, I think, just have the self-depravity upon themselves when it comes to the world of football because they're just so used to losing. So that just is another stark reminder of how ineptitude they are when it comes to winning.
Well, they
the
talk about
thing.
How great they are, and they don't think they've won a World Cup.
Well, the women just won the Euro Cup for them, so they brought it home on the women's side.
That's cute.
Yeah. My thoughts is that. Wow.
That was dismissive.
Wow. Well, it's the Euro Cup. It's not the World Cup. Like, good
I mean,
for
they
the,
were, yeah, no doubt, 100%. They want the World Cup is what matters most, but the Euro Cup is still formidable trophy
good for
to win.
Them, but at the same time, it's not the World Cup, which they don't have to play the United States in the Euro Cup or
not,
Japan.
And it's not the men either. Let's just say what you wanted to say, Joe. Why did I call you Joe? Brad.
You call me Jerome, then call me Joe. You almost called me
I never called you Jerome. I just said, I slipped up and said Joe for some reason.
I thought I heard Jerome, and I was any more J names you want to call me?
All right, average Joe. That was kind of lame. I take that back. I redact my attempt at that feeble joke.
That's all right.
I believe that's my news.
All right.
Yeah. It better be.
Well, Statman Joe, if you wouldn't mind, let's bring on our foreign correspondent, Aaron, to catch us up on all the sports we didn't pay enough attention to this past weekend. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
What up?
We're doing all right over
here.
Happy
to be here still.
Not everyone can say the same, but you know.
I'm not talking for everyone else, just myself.
So let's talk tour championship. This tournament's a little bit different than some of the other ones. So can you kind of break that down and just give us a rundown of what we missed this past weekend?
Yeah, so it's the tour championship today was the tour championship. Last weekend was the BMW. And the way it works is they whittle it down. So there are actually only 30 people playing. And even more strange, the way that the points works is Scottie Scheffler came into the tournament this weekend at number one. So he actually started off at 10 under. Spoiler alert, he didn't win. And then even more interesting, Rory came into the weekend at 4 under. And so, you know, Scottie starts with a leg up, which is pretty great if you're going for $18 million. And, you know, Scottie came into the day with a 6-shot lead and just completely collapsed, which is, you know, awful when $18 million is on the line.
And it was the best thing that I ever witnessed because your boy had Rory coming in hot and he actually won it. So it was the best meltdown in my eyes to witness life. And that's why I lost my voice.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's crazy. Continue. Absolutely crazy. So yeah, Rory comes into the day six back. By the sixth hole, he was only 2 shots back. By the seventh hole, it was tied. Scotty had three bogeys in the first six holes. I mean, he just completely fell apart. By the 15th hole, Rory birdied a 31-foot putt, and then from there on out, well, you know, Scotty had a chance to tie it for par and just complete, again, just out of the bunker, you know, off the green. It was a pretty rough day for him.
Everything in that moment that could go wrong was going wrong. And
yeah,
I think Murphy's most of law. Us who golf poorly, we know that feeling well. But, you know, we're usually betting a couple bucks here. This is $18 million on the line and just blew it, man. It was,
yeah.
It was tough to watch, but also
no, it was beautiful.
For you, Rudy, about, who epic. Won some money off of it, I'm sure this was a glorious thing to watch.
Because I did not know the point system at all, so I just bet blindly going into this week.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm glad I didn't bet on Scheffler because I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
I saw Rory's plus 1,100, and then I'm like, okay, I took him and Cameron Smith. And that's it, so.
If you had known the point spread, you would have bet completely differently.
The farm on Scotty, 100%. Wow. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Going into a tournament.
Congratulations, Rudy. Yeah.
Well, good job being ignorant there.
Yes.
Did you have anything else for us on the Tour Championship?
That was it. The only thing is maybe LIV Golf got in on this antitrust, you know, monopoly lawsuits that's happening against the PGA. So things might start to get even more interesting.
We look forward to the drama. You got anything else for us, yeah. Aaron?
The U.S. opening is happening right now. Serena has said that she's retiring. And fun enough, Novak Djokovic is not playing because the United States says he has to have a vaccine. So Matt props to him for sticking to his guns and everything else, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be about it, be about it. That's how you do it, yeah. Kyrie, okay? That's how you do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Serena just won the first round, you said?
Yeah, in two sets.
Okay.
There you go, Serena.
She was just playing, yeah.
There we go. All right, Aaron, thanks as always. We'll catch up with you in 2 weeks this time when football's back, and we'll see you then.
Talk to you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Do you got to give you a quick little update? Albert Pujols just hit 694.
Yeah, let's go. They're playing
six more to 700, and he has broken that tie with Barry Bonds with the most home runs hit off the most pitchers. 450 different pitchers.
Wow, that's impressive. That's a good record right there.
That's pretty. The dude can rake. Yeah. Don't matter who's throwing him the ball.
Someone's finally bringing the stats around here.
The machine.
Sure as hell ain't.
These ones matter, though. These aren't useless.
No, that's true.
Sure as hell ain't Joe.
I mean.
All right, let's get to Rudy's pick since he seems to be on fire right now, and then we'll get some North State update action going.
Nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last two or three minutes. It's the name
Rudy, 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 hey!
Note to self, stay away from baseball, guys. When the Yankees lose 3 out of 4 to the worst team in the league, yeah, you want to kill someone. So I'm going to stick to what I love, and that's football. So, this week, Tuesday.
We got midweek action, y'all. Oh, yeah, midweek finally. Action.
Soccer's back in the EPL. Chelsea against Southampton. We're going to take them on the money line at minus 180. Wednesday, I got Arsenal over Aston Villa and Man City over Nottingham Forest.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to do all those separately, and then we're going to parlay all those three as well.
There we go.
And then separately, I'm going to take Liverpool, Newcastle. I'm going to take the over at 3.5.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So, let's get that money, boys. 2 weeks from now is the NFL, so I can't wait for that, too.
Yep, looking forward to that.
Let's go get it.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Stepman Brad, are you ready, sir?
I'm ready to go.
All right. He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
And it is that time of year, everybody. North State Update is back. We're going to start with prep football. Pleasant Valley was taken on Corning in Corning. They come away with a victory, 48-14. Their next game will be against Yuba City. At Yuba City, again, they're running on the road, and they'll have a very difficult stretch coming up, but we'll talk about that in 2 weeks. They'll be playing at Yuba City. 7:15 is the start time. Going to Chico High, they're playing at Sutter. Unfortunately, could not come away with the victory. They lost 14-34. Hard way to start the year, but they have another Yuba team that they'll be playing in Yuba City. They'll be playing against River Valley. Actually, I take that back. They'll be playing at home against River Valley, but still, Yuba City team. They'll be playing at home, 7:30 start time. And then we're going over to Durham. It was the Rice Bowl, Durham versus Willows. It was a close game, but Willows comes away with the victory, 14-0.
Shout out the Honkers.
Don't shout out the Honkers, no.
What?
Go Trojans.
Okay.
And then, but they will be playing, actually, Yuba City and Willows, both the Honkers.
Huh.
So there you go.
All right.
Yeah. But Durham will be playing.
What's a honker?
It's a goose.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Okay. I mean, I'm thinking breasts, obviously.
Yeah. No, that's the joke that all the high schoolers have against when they play.
It's not funny to say because it's so, everything thinks that.
It's hilarious when teams play Durham, too, because they'll throw condoms onto the field. Because the Trojans.
Oh.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's
our thing. Took me a minute.
Yeah.
Haven't used one of those in quite some time.
It's kind of if you know type of a thing. Apparently, you guys don't.
So honker is a goose?
Honker is a goose.
I never knew that.
And a Trojan is a condom.
Yeah.
We're all learning.
Is it another name for a goose or is it a type
It's another name for a goose.
Okay.
It's a honker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow, well done.
Well done.
Yeah.
Durham will be playing.
You want to go some duck hunting, y'all? I got you. All right.
Great calls.
Honker hunting.
Great right calls.
Honker hunting.
Durham will be playing Williams at home, 7:30 start time this Friday. Going to college, soccer and volleyball start up for Chico State. Men's soccer played against Seattle Pacific and Western Washington up in Washington. They tie Seattle Pacific 0-0, and on Saturday they played Western Washington and took the loss there. Chico lost 0-1 against Western Washington. Their next games will be Thursday at home against St. Martin's, 7 p.m. start time, and on Saturday against Simon Fraser, 11 a.m. start time for that one. Women's played against Academy of Arts, and it was a shellacking 6-0 against Academy of Arts. 5 cats scored, 2 by Michaela Robertson, and she had 1 assist. Half the points went through her. Nice. They played Sunday at Fresno Pacific, and there was a ties 0-0. Next games will be Thursday at Central Washington and Saturday at Seattle Pacific. Going to volleyball, it was a little bit of a rough weekend playing at the William Jessup tournament there. They lost to Southern Oregon 0-3, lost to William Jessup 1-3, but they beat Simpson University 3-0. Next up, they'll be in the NorCal kickoff in San Rafael. Friday, they'll be playing against Dominican and Holy Names. Saturday, against Academy of Arts and Fresno Pacific. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your North State Update.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Quick player haters ball for y'all.
The player haters ball.
Oh, man. Hey.
Why you wanna play hate on me?
So last week it was announced that Biden's administration will be cutting up to $20,000 of student debt, which brought out predictable responses from people opposing it, which was basically, you're making this a socialist country, which is just ridiculous because it wasn't so socialist when we were getting stimmy checks from Trump, but, you know, Biden does it, so it's socialist. If you're against this, you're just a hater. at this point. The amount of money this country blows on things that never personally affect you in the positive is astronomical. And so this actually does some good for a lot of folks out there. Now, it's, I thought, you know, we could have done more than 20 G's, but, you know, we'll take it. This actually does positively affect some change for some folks. Now, I'm not riding with Biden. I'm not on the Trump train. I think it's weirdo behavior to be behind any politician like that. I heard a comedian say it's like being into your class president. Really tough. And it's not that different to me. And I think it's always super weird when people are really into politicians. Like, trust me, they're probably going to screw us over anyway. So, you know. Whether you're on the left or the right, I don't really care. I just think you're a straight-up hater if you think this is, you know, socialism and it's ruining our country's fabric. Because the fact of the matter is, education should be more readily available for folks. And, you know, for me, 20 G's gone, baby! So, let's go!
I mean, there's probably some economic impact that we have no idea where it's going to happen.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, yeah. I mean, there probably is going to be some repercussions no matter what.
No doubt.
You can think it's all good and stuff, but right now.
And, well, it's all good for me in the very moment.
Yeah.
It's funny.
On paper, it's great.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
But to take 20 G's off my total debt is a pretty big deal for me.
And Solaris are saying, like, oh, you're going to pay in taxes. I was going to pay anyways. Like, just because I'm paying through taxes doesn't mean it's going to be any different. I know I'm not going to be paying 20 G's over the next 5-6 years with that, with the taxes. But, you know.
I mean, I hope, honestly, what we should do is honestly stop trying to send people to college.
I agreed.
Like, dude, only go if you really need to. Like, half of us didn't need to go to college. Yeah. We really did. We wasted our money.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
thankfully
totally
it wasn't.
I think for the most part,
we should push trades a lot more.
100%.
We should absolutely push junior college
first,
more. I think junior college is absolutely the way to go unless you are on a scholarship.
Yep.
You should absolutely go.
Or you have like some legitimate idea what you want to do with
your life. If you're like, I want to be a doctor, I want to go into law, whatever.
Unfortunately, most people want to become influencers, which is not going to be helpful at all.
I mean, there's shortages in truck drivers and in plane and pilots.
Pilots,
I was gonna say plane drivers, but pilots. So it's like there's a whole bunch of shortages in these areas. Welding, you don't need a degree.
If you can weld, you got yourself a 6-year job pretty much anywhere
100%.
You go. All right,
welders make.
It just depends on the job.
Construction in general.
Any skill trade.
You do not need to go to college.
Yeah, you're not going to find any women. Find any women trying to find 50% coverage in those environments.
Hey.
It's truth, man. Those are all male-dominated fields. You're not signing them all fighting. Yeah, let's get all more women in there. Women, go in there, though. Go.
Yeah.
There's great opportunities.
There's money to be made. Absolutely.
It's going
to
suck, though, because it's hot as hell.
Yeah, I know a woman welder, and she kills it. But, yeah, right.
There's, go for it, y'all.
Yeah.
Fight for those rights, okay?
Do you have any grinds my gears, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, it's been a while. You let me know when you're ready, my friend.
Go for it,
All right, let's knock out a couple before we get out of here.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Doctors who aren't really doctors calling themselves doctors. If you're not a medical doctor and can't save someone's life when they need it, you're not a doctor. If you're a chiropractor saying you're a doctor, no, you just crack bones, my dude. You're an over-aggressive massage therapist. That's what you are as a chiropractor. If you're a doctor of some scientific field like physics or whatever, you're not a doctor. I get it. You went to school and paid a lot of time for your PhD. You got a PhD in whatever physicist, whatever social study field you did in. You have a PhD. You're not a doctor. We need to come up with a new name for those people because you're not a doctor. If you're a doctor, you're a doctor. You can save my life when I need it to. You can prescribe me some type of medication. You can give me some legitimate medical advice. What?
I was going to say therapist.
Not a doctor.
And they save lives.
You talk about saving lives. You don't actually go in there and do the dirty work, okay? You don't got to go in there and like cut people open and whatnot. They're the borderline.
You also don't need a doctorate to be a therapist.
What?
You don't need a doctorate to be a therapist.
Oh, okay.
But again, if you're a doctor, you're a doctor. Not one of those, oh, I'm a doctor. But like, I had a high school teacher who would not, a physics teacher, mind you, who would not respond unless you called him Dr. Wasilenko.
Okay, yeah, get over yourself.
That, I'm like, no. You waited a lot of time to go get your PhD. Good for you. That's awesome. You're not a doctor.
No, that grinds my gears when people insist on being called doctor when they are not a medical doctor. I could not agree with you more. You got another one?
Give me 1 second. Hold up.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, you
take
got
your
one?
Time.
Go for it.
I don't, but
I got one. All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you're trying to sell something on Facebook and they try to haggle you down to base price. Because I was trying to sell Oktoberfest tickets. They're like, I'll give you base price. I'm like, no, I'm not selling for base price. I'm selling for 80. And then they say that you're like, you're trying to strong arm them. It's like, no, this is the price. There's a market out there. If you don't want it, don't take it. Go find it somewhere else.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that don't throw away their dirty towels at the gym.
Ooh,
disgusting slug.
Yes.
You are a vile piece of human who thinks people should just clean up after you. And I hate people like that right now. That is your disgusting, sweaty-ass towel, and you want somebody else to come pick it up for you when you can't drop it off the bin that's on your way out the door!
Agreed. I'm going to add one more.
You know what really grinds my gears?
To the people at the gym that don't clean the equipment after they've had a hard, heavy workout, and they have this butt mark on there, it's like, come on, guys. You know how 100%. Sweaty you are. Even if you're not sweaty, you wipe that stuff down.
Agreed.
It's just like, it's a common practice. It's etiquette. People that act like you own public entities, it's all of ours. If it's all of